If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment, no maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com. Or a retailer near you.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school, you're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
What's up? It's Lip Service. I'm Angela Yee.
I'm Gigi McGuire.
I'm Laura Mora.
And I'm Jada.
Hey, girl. Hey, Jada. Jada's first time on Lip Service.
Yes. Wait a minute.
And first of all, I love seeing you on with my guys on Earn Your Leisure.
Yes.
And
seeing, that was dope.
Yeah, seeing all about your business, because we did see you on The Impact Atlanta. Mm-hmm. And see you. I love seeing you like in the warehouse working with everybody. I think that's important as a person who has a business, mm-hmm. for people to see you there too, like on the ground.
Right.
Like really putting the work in.
That's what it's about. That's the main reason I got on the show, because I was like, I want to showcase myself as a businesswoman and not just like this cute girl that take pictures. Like, mm-hmm. it's more to me, you know?
Yeah.
All right. Well, before we get into all that, you know, this is Lip Service. So we are going to start with our tip of the day. So everybody has to give a tip. All right. So the question of the day was, this one woman was asking me, listen, I'm dating this guy. It's pretty new. But every time I give him oral sex, he never comes from it. So she asked for some advice on what she can do to actually finish the job. And she's wondering, why is it not working?
Well, he one of them, I don't come from head men.
Yeah. Gigi.
My tip for this young woman would be to just simply ask him, what is it that he needs? You know? Like, the best way to get the real answer is to ask the question, what can I do differently? Instruct me on what you like and what you enjoy so that we can get to the end of this. Because as much as I love giving head, we ain't about to keep going through all of this.
Yeah.
And you ain't
going to
come.
I'm not trying to be here for 2 hours.
Like,
hours.
I want the reward, too, for my good work. So.
I'm not trying to have my jaw lock up.
Period.
Okay. Please. What about you, Jada? Don't look around.
Right?
Oh, no, I thought you was going next. I'm ready.
Okay.
So I would just say, of course, ask, because that's like the main thing. Like, you got to see what your partner wants and what they like. And honestly, it's no such thing as like bad hair. You just got to make sure you make it real, real wet.
No, there probably isn't such a thing.
Well, okay. But the wetter, the better. Just be more spit. Really choke, mm-hmm. die on that dick. And you know,
drown yourself,
choke,
girl.
And die.
Yes.
But make sure he comes first.
Right.
Yeah. Make sure. You're like, damn, she died giving head.
Drown.
What about you, Laura?
I've had that same issue too, and that's why I say when they ask you, I don't like generally to give head, because they take so long. And like you said, to piggyback off what you guys say, wet for sure. I've learned over the years that wet and also, you know, playing with it with both hands and doing different things. Slowing and touching under the balls. What is it called?
The when you touch under,
but the gooch, you wet, you touch it, you go. And you just look at him and just make sure you know, you can feel pretty much. But it's really hard to make them come sometimes.
So we know Angela by not about to answer this question.
I need Angela to answer this question.
Yeah, because I'm going to tell you what I tell her.
Oh, okay. Well, before you do that, I just want to go and give a bonus, right? Enjoy it.
Yeah.
Yes.
You are always
that matters.
Good at something that you enjoy doing.
You gotta act like you love it.
You're going to love it. And if he feels like you're enjoying pleasuring him, that's going to help get him there too.
Yeah, that's what I told her too, right? So don't say I'm not going to answer it. So first thing I said was anticipation matters. Mm-hmm. So you got to do a lot of foreplay so that like you ain't got to do it right away. You got to just act like you're about to go down there, come back up, go down there, come back up.
Yes.
Then don't necessarily do it right away because then they like, damn, put in your mouth already. Yeah. And by that time, they already like, you know, building it up. Then I said, you got to make some noise. Like, you got to, like, moan a little, like, you're really enjoying it. And, yes, a lot of spit. You know what I'm saying? And then I just think you got to talk a little bit, too, in between.
Mm-mm. Who doing that?
You got to say little things.
But if you know your man and you know he like his nipples played with, then we got to hit the trick daddy.
Hit the trick daddy.
You don't play with nipples?
I mean, yeah, I will, but not while doing that. I got to focus. So, like, I'm already trying to, like, because I figured out my thing, like getting more into it to please my partner is like pleasing myself too. So like I have a toy there and I'm like doing it at the same time. So like I'm also trying to, you know, get myself there as well as pleasing you. And that makes everybody happy and satisfied.
That's a good tip.
Yeah.
Play with yourself while you do it.
Use a toy.
He gonna like everybody wins.
And you know what?
He gonna like that.
Talking about tip too, that's another thing. A lot of times women think you have to, deep throat and everything, but when you play with the tip and you love the tip
that's
and you just
weapon.
Use the hand and then just
that's
the
all
tip,
you
that's how I have made men come by playing with the tip and, you know, that part.
Tip of the tongue to the tip of the tip.
But I have enjoyed it over the more I do it, like I said, and the more I pick up those tips, I actually do enjoy it. Not with everybody, but you know.
You gotta be confident.
You never know. 2023, I might swallow.
Can you call me and tell me about it?
I'm gonna be so proud.
You're the first one I'm gonna call.
Please, thank you.
Okay.
When you swallow.
Yes, please let me know.
You gotta get your superhero strength after that.
Right? And
you're going to go from little Laura to big Laura, like Mario.
Graduated.
That is too funny. Oh, my gosh.
Now, you know, holiday season is also kind of like a breakup time for some people. Now, do you officially need to break up with somebody or does it just kind of fade out? Like, do you have to be like, okay, let's have a conversation. We are broken up. Or is it kind of understood when something happens?
I feel like it's understood. I don't think it's a conversation that's needed. Because everybody not mentally there yet to have a conversation when they feel like they did something wrong.
Mm.
So like me, I'm ready to talk about my problems, but like the nigga might not be on that because he's not mentally there yet. Like they run away from their problems. They're not ready to face them. So me, I'll be wanting to talk, but I don't get that. So,
you're like, I'm wanting to talk about it.
Yeah, me I just too. Let it fade away. You know, it's never like a, we're broken up. This not it no more.
Because guys be like, once you have that, like, yo, we need to talk about this. They don't never want
no,
to do that.
They gonna
dodge that.
Dodge you like a bullet.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever dated a guy that wanted to talk?
So I'm actually fresh off of a breakup.
This was the most craziest breakup. All right.
Yeah, so we were together for like a year and a half and without getting into too much detail, I just felt like there was a point when I just realized that the relationship wasn't working for me. So, you know, we had went days and days without speaking. And, you know, I had a tragedy come through my life and wreck things. And I just felt like he wasn't there for me at that time. So at that point, I'm just like, okay, I'm done trying.
Yeah.
And we kind of just faded apart. But there was a time when I literally said to him, like, hey, we need to talk. And we never had to talk. But I was really feeling like I just wanted to end it because I just wasn't getting what I needed.
Yeah.
But we just never had the chance to do so. So it faded and it's over. And I'm single, y'all.
Would you have wanted to talk?
Yes.
Yeah.
What would you have said?
I feel like most women do.
I mean, I don't know. I just really was at the point where I didn't feel like myself in a relationship was a priority in his life.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like once he got me to a point where I was in a safe space, like I was in a savings account versus being in the checking, then I felt like he's like, all right, she good. I don't got to worry about her. I got her tucked off. I can go do this, that, and that. And wasn't out things outside the relationship, but focusing on his businesses and his health and his family and
personal things. And I just feel like me knowing what I need in a relationship and knowing what, you know, I want and expect, time is something that's very important to me. And that was what was lost. And I just didn't feel prioritized. So I wanted to tell him these things. You know, I wanted to be, we were very open with each other. So I wanted to be completely honest with him and let him know that this is not working for these reasons. But it just faded away. And I guess that's just it. So,
I remember somebody posted, I don't remember who it was, but they were like, for a man who's successful, you'll never be a priority.
Wow. Like, they was talking about me then because he's very successful. Yeah. And I mean, there was a point in time in the very beginning, of course, where I did feel like things were a priority for us.
The beginning is always the beginning.
The best cupcake. Yeah. I wish you could last forever.
Yeah. I want us to be a priority, not per se me.
Me.
Yeah. Us, our relationship, what we have. So like, yeah, like listen, you, that's true. You would never yourself be, but our relationship needs
to
be.
We even started working on a business venture that we were going to go into together. And that just like got pushed to the back burner for, you know, whatever reason. And I was just like, I just needed him to kind of like stand by his word and do the things that we spoke about and really make things happen instead of it always being this what we going to do, this what we going to do. And I just got like, all right, I got to move on. Right. So.
Now, Jada, watching you on The Impact Atlanta, right? You said that you are single. I know you're used to being in relationships. Mm-hmm. So being single, did you have like a breakup talk or did you, like you said, just fade away?
It just got bad to the point. It was like, it was all over the internet. It was like, we was going back and forth to the point I just had to take a step back. So it wasn't really like we breaking up. It was like, we didn't have no choice but to break up. It was so bad. Like we can't keep doing this, so.
You think the internet, because clearly like, and we know that, you know, from starting off young, you've always had a big following. You think without the internet, things could have been better, you know, because think sometimes relationships are public and people go through whatever issues. But as long as the world doesn't know about it.
Yeah. The internet knowing and everybody seeing and telling you what you should do. Not that I care about what people say, but it's like, I have to have respect for myself too. Like I can't keep letting you play with me and I'm just sitting here all smiles because that shit hurt, you know? Like my feelings hurt. So eventually I had to like take action. Like, okay, I got to step back because this ain't it. Mm-hmm. And that's what I did.
And so you think it's permanent now or you feel like there's a chance that like things could, if, you know, y'all are still young too.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. So it's always a potential that like, all right, I'm young, you're young, we both lit, we pop in, but maybe later on down the line, the love is still there.
I mean, the love is always going to be there, but as far as like a relationship, that's just not something that I'm focused on because I feel like I'm healing and I need him to heal too. Because like, we can even hang around each other now and it's still stuff like, I'm like looking at like, he doing this because of that. Or like, I'm looking at your flaws. I'm trying to like dig into you. Like, why do you do the things you do? Why do you speak on the things that you speak on? And it's like, I'm a little bit too healed. So it's like, I need him to get on that same.
You need him to catch up.
Yeah, so catch up a little even. Bit. So we could kind of like balance and, you know, meet in the middle rather than it's like, okay, I'm here and you here. You know what I'm saying?
And you think there's also pressure from what people have expectations of what you're supposed to be like as an artist too. You know, because I know back in the day, it used to be like, oh, if he's going to be an artist, you can't publicly have a girlfriend. Mm-hmm. I feel like, though, you being his girlfriend was still lit for him, though.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? But I think at a certain point, like, it is a lot of pressure for guys.
A lot of pressure. Yeah. And you got to think, like, you get way more cool points having five hoes than having one.
Yeah.
I mean, it's messed up, but generation now, like, that's really, like, people goes, like, oh, dang, he was with her. He was with her. Like, that's what goes viral for guys now. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I don't know. It's just society. Like,
what are you looking for now? Like, I know business is first, but if you could say, because everything is a learning experience. Mm-hmm. So I feel like no matter what we go through, even if things didn't work out, you know, obviously you have a beautiful son and it is a learning experience. So what would you say in the future? You're like, this is what I want and this is what I won't tolerate.
I'm not tolerating an insecure man. I'm not tolerating hoes. Like, a guy having or just feeling like he could do whatever he want to do. Mm-hmm. I'm not tolerating like a lot of the stuff I used to like just let slide. I'm not tolerating it. I want a secure man. I want a man that bounces off me, like somebody I could get life from. I'm not just like pouring into you. I need somebody to pour back into me. And we're just helping each other win. Like, that's what a relationship is about. It's an agreement that we about to be with each other. I'm not trying to control you. I don't want you to control me, but we are here to like benefit each other in some type of way. And that's all I want. I just want a secure man that could just like, we win together, like live life at our fullest.
Mm-hmm. Now, somebody had told me about dating a guy with kids, like, be careful because he always still gonna fuck with his baby mom. What do you think about that? Because y'all did have like some, okay.
I'm definitely that baby mama. I'm not even gonna sit here and lie. I'm definitely like that baby mama that it hit a little different. Like, he gonna always, you know, we gonna talk on the phone, we gonna be cool. Like, even if we're not physically intimate or like we on that level, we gonna always chop it up. He gonna randomly FaceTime me, I'm gonna randomly FaceTime him, I'm gonna always answer no matter what I'm doing, who I'm around, just because like we were always friends first. Mm-hmm. But if I had a guy who I was dealing with and he was like that with his baby mama, I would be like, oh hell, like, you ain't the one for me. I can't even, like, I'm not about to vibe with you.
So right? On the flip side of that coin, if you are to move on to a new relationship and you have this relationship with your son's father, how do you think a guy is going to feel about that? Or if he comes to you and be like, I don't really like the way you and him rock, you know, would you kind of... not break things off, but would you kind of
set boundaries
to save your relationship?
I've done
or would you be like, no matter what we are right now, this is potentially forever because y'all have a son together.
We have a son together, but if I really meet a guy who makes me want to do that, because, you know, I done dealt with other people besides my child's father. Mm-hmm. I just haven't met the person that's really like, I'm going to lock in with him. Okay. Or like, it's serious.
It got to be worth it.
Because if it's worth it, out of here. Like, bye. I'll talk to you when we need to talk about my son. But like, right now I'm just really at a space where I'm just like living life doing me. That's like true. I don't got no rules. It's no rules. I don't got to answer to nobody. Nobody is controlling me. Mm-hmm. I'm just living.
It's a wonderful feeling, ain't it?
It's so good.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh my God. Like, yes, ma'am. So happy in real life.
Mm-hmm. What if he finds someone that, and he set boundaries on you, but you're not ready? How would you handle that?
Oh no. I'm so comfortable in myself. Mm-hmm. I'm ready.
Right.
Like, yeah. Of course it's going to hurt because the love is still there for him. But, like, I would respect it. I would definitely respect it all the way. And I'm not, like, I'll say this with all genuineness in me. I really would respect it and just be like, shit, that's what it is. Right. I hope she a good girl because she going to be around my son. I got to respect it.
Okay, you know? Maturity. I love it.
Maturity.
It's been a lot.
It's been a time.
Listen, but I must say, like, I always think like this. We always think it's our plan and we have plans and we make these plans thinking this is the person and this is right now and it's on God's timing and God's plan. So maybe right now is not the time for both of you guys and both of you are super successful. Like, you got a lot going on as well, just as much as he do. So you never know. Like, you, and it is the son of your child, so he's never gonna leave your
life. Father,
ever again. Sorry. So you get what I'm saying? So maybe, you get what I'm saying, later on in life when you guys, because sometimes that happened. I've seen relationships where like 8 years later, you know, you guys been through whatever you've been through, and at the end of the day, that love remains that love.
No, for
and
sure.
You end
but
up
you'll never know until
you never know.
Right.
Yeah. Now let me ask you this.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, hey, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keep you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boost the sassy Girl Bomb grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Javante Davis, right? We were watching before the fight. We saw that his child's mother shitted on his toothbrush. I know you, I'm sure you saw that on mm-hmm. social media. He posted it. What's the craziest thing you've done when you've been mad?
I'm not crazy.
Like, you've never done nothing?
Nah, for real. I don't ever allow myself to get out of character like that. I'm going to cuss you out. I'm going to be mad. But like, as far as like breaking your stuff, trying to like, I've never been that in love to where I gotta come out of character or like try to like ruin your car or, oh, okay. So I would say the craziest thing I've done, I'm not gonna like fuck your property up or like do nothing like that, but I have like took all his jewelry and I like hit it. That's because you're gonna need your jewelry, you're gonna have to talk to me.
You're going outside.
That's
drive.
Like, I would say that's the most craziest thing I've ever done, but I'm not like,
that's hilarious.
I'm not gonna pop up on you.
So
I'm not gonna blow your phone
off. What did he say when that happened? What did he say?
Inconvenience.
Jada, where you put my watch at? And I made sure to take it because I left everything. I took the most expensive.
Yeah,
I took the most expensive watch and I just took it with me because I always would keep my own place when we like lived together. I will always have my own place. I just took it, left, and then I guess he was ready to go out one night, and he was like,
"Where, hold
up. Where my watch at?" And I was like, I like ignore him. And then he started blowing my phone out.
I'm Instagram, like, you should have been on Instagram, like,
right. But he started blowing my phone up. I was like, yep, that's all I wanted. Here, get your watch. Like, we good.
Come get it.
Yeah, come. Yeah. Come
that's get funny because you knew that would bother him, though.
Yeah. Yes. So that would be the craziest thing I've done. But as far as like crazy, I'm not there. Like, I would never do no shit.
I'm not crazy like that either. But I was telling them earlier, the craziest thing I did was when my ex-boyfriend was cheating on me, the girl, I found her on Facebook and she was engaged. Mm. And so I hit up her fiance and sent him like the emails of the trip they took together with the receipts and the pictures and everything. God.
See, I'm not that bold.
I did something a little similar.
Yeah, I did that.
Yeah. Well, I didn't do that. But
that's like a classy yeah, way. Yeah, it is. You know what I'm saying? Yes. I don't even want to cross paths with the other motion. I got to just leave you alone. I don't want to even have a conversation with the next party.
Yeah, see, like, that's what I did. I DM'd his girlfriend all the lies that he told me. Like, my ex.
See?
Yeah.
My ex came. You DM'd the new girlfriend.
Yeah. I DM'd her and was like, hey, girl, I just wanted you know that your man said this, and that, and he lied about this, and that, and I saw proof when I went through his phone, and I'm only telling you because I wish somebody would have told me.
Did you send the proof?
I didn't send her the proof, but the things that I said, she knew that clearly I was
just with her man. Did she respond?
Okay, yeah.
No. No, she didn't respond, but I know she saw it.
Yeah. Oh, she, please.
Would you, you know, people say like, I would want to know. Would you want to know?
Oh, no. Mm-mm. The only reason the things I did find out in my past relationship was because it hit the blogs. Like, I don't go looking for nothing. I really like to stay in my own bubble. I always go off of what you don't know won't kill you. Mm-hmm. Right. As that's long as I'm
true.
Happy,
until you
I don't
want
to go until you find out. And then that's when my life is in shadows. Yes.
And when you go looking for it, you're going to find what you're
and I never
for.
Went. Like, I don't go through phones.
I'm not.
Yeah. Searching for if it just fall in my lap, then I'm gonna start investigating. But like, I'm not going looking for nothing.
I know his heart dropped to the floor every right. time he hit the blog.
Oh my God, it's so bad.
This is not my bag.
Have y'all ever been together when something hit the blogs?
And yeah.
And so you got that first, you got that first real reaction, live and in person.
I'm seeing it live. I'm like, what's this?
Right. But you know what's so crazy? And it's
too shaky. We ain't have no time to prepare for that.
Looking at the blogs and seeing things like that, like, you're beautiful. Like I said, you have everything going for yourself. And it's like, as a woman, like, you know, women who are not in the entertainment or anything like that, women look like, look at her. She got everything. This dummy still doing this. It kind of, it's like, what, as a woman, what is going to satisfy
But it's not
you?
Your and fault. It's his fault.
No, no, yes, I know. But I'm saying women looking at it, because some people think that, you know, oh my God, they make the perfect. She's perfect. Why would, like, even Beyonce, when Jay-Z,
that's not, that's an answer that can't be
always
answered.
It's him. Yeah. It's never us.
Definitely. But at one point, I did used to be like, is it me? Like, no, do I need to fix this? Do I need to fix that? And then I started getting so confident in myself and really learning, like, it ain't me, it's him. Right. He's broken. I'm good. I'm not the one out here, you know, giving my body to all these different men. Like, I'm really good with who I am. I don't got to do that. I don't need to go and fuck off if I feel like I just lost gambling, or I lost the game, or I'm upset. Like, you know what I'm saying? I don't need, I don't have outlets. My outlet is I'm going to sit in the house, deal with it, face my problems, and I'm going
to
pray
about
it.
You need to meditate before you go stick your dick in the random, honey. But okay.
Right.
It happens.
You know, you think men
Turn
and women.
On some rain water
truthfully, sound. Right? Men and women are different for the reasons that they do what they do.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Especially when it comes to sex. Like,
for sure.
Yeah.
You know, we were having this, because some guys, like, they could be okay having sex with somebody they're not even really that attracted
right.
to.
Mm-hmm. Right.
It's hard to have sex with somebody that you're not, like, feeling, you know? I think, I don't know how true, I mean, I know guys have been like, yeah, I just dated it, it was nothing. But I know for me, like, it's hard to be like, I didn't really like him. I'm falling in love.
I just bent over. It was
no
nothing.
Such thing. It's me just, like, fucking, and it's like, okay, whatever. It's like, no. If I allow you in that space, like,
it means something.
I like you. Something. I want to pursue you, you know?
So now let's talk about the impact. Are you doing a season two?
No, I'm not doing season two.
Oh, for real? No. So you're out. How come?
I feel like it was just an experience, and it just wasn't really for me. As far, and I'm not going to even say it wasn't for me. That show specifically wasn't for me. Only because, like, a lot of the scenes that we did film didn't make the show. Mm-hmm. A lot of things behind the scenes that were going on I didn't know about. And it's just like, after seeing it air, they would, like, send us the edits. Mm-hmm. And then once it go on TV, I'm just as surprised as the people watching. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, this not what I watched or this not what they sent me. And it's just not for me. I feel like that show. But I really, towards the end, started enjoying doing reality TV. It was something, like, it became fun.
So you would do something that you have more creative control.
Yes,
of,
for sure.
Or a different scenario.
Or if I just, like,
altogether.
If everybody on the cast is on the same accord. You know what I'm saying? Like, mm-hmm. of course, a little drama here and there is, I mean, that's necessary.
We spoke earlier about there's always a villain, there's always a fight, there's always some type of drama when it comes to reality TV. So that's something that should kind of be expected.
Yeah, of course.
When getting involved. We've all done reality TV.
We've all done
TV.
Shows and been shocked.
And,
that shit is crazy.
And like you said, there were so many scenes that we filmed that just
didn't even make the cut.
Yeah, like so many scenarios that
people
we thought were going to be
so
a big
mad.
Part
I remember,
and they switched it up.
Yeah.
And you're right. You don't get to see really what they put together. You know what you filmed.
It's
you know what happened
real.
When you was
right.
there.
It's
but
you don't
they
get
put
to
you
see
in situations that's really fucked up that you would never be in real life. You like, man, I would never have been at this event with these people. And now here I am. And now this person coming
like,
at me.
Like, come on now. I wouldn't even go hang out.
Crazy.
With, now I'm in the middle of some shit. I would never even be in real life. But I'm not even going to say, like, I love the experience. I love how it went. I love that even though it was like a bad light, that shit really, like, had my business booming.
Right.
Because regardless of the, I was made to be the villain on a show or whatever people want to say, I still, like, at the end of the day, I was handling my business. They did showcase that enough for people to say, okay, I want to support her business. Like, let me see what she's selling. Let me check out her website. And it really did, like, do what it had to do as far as,
well, that
wait a minute. Right. So that's why I'm like, honestly, like, a lot
the
going on.
The
lot of
idea, that was so cute.
So cute, right?
Yeah.
And it was a lot of backlash, but it paid off.
It showed your mom, like, a side of you. That's what I was thinking, you know, as we was watching it. It was like, it showed a side of you that people don't see as far as also your relationship, you know, with your mother and with your sister and how involved your mother is in your business and you keep your family close. So that it did show outside of,
outside of the BS. I feel like that, and people were too focused on the bullshit
but
that they couldn't even have.
That makes the blog too, if you didn't watch it. Because I also can appreciate, like, as a business owner, when things don't go right, and how devastating that could feel to you. Like when you got the clothes and you were supposed to have a drop and then it's like, oh, it's shit, like, now I got to push it back and everybody's expecting this and this came out messed up and this logo's not where it's supposed to be.
Right.
And that should be out of your control sometimes and you don't know what to do.
You're still always the one that's going to catch the blame because it's your responsibility.
Right.
It's your line. You're the boss. Yeah. So no matter what's going on behind the scenes that people don't really know, they still going to look at you like, oh, she capped.
Yeah.
Her line's supposed to drop and ain't dry. She keep pushing it back.
Bad business.
Date?
No, for sure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. People don't know the ins and outs.
It's always
So I'm glad that part of it was showcased because that's what I was there. All the other shit is like, all right, I hear y'all. But
so what's next with your clothing line?
So I have my upcoming drop, which is going to be the end of this month or March. I don't say exact dates. No more.
You learned that lesson.
Lesson learned.
Yeah, lesson learned. I don't say exact dates, but
in production.
Yes,
right?
It's in production for sure. And I dropped like a little sneak peek, maybe like the week after Christmas, and they went crazy. So the girls
little
excited.
Teaser.
Yeah, a little teaser.
Yeah.
Now, how are you and Ari now?
Honestly, ever since the show, like, we just don't talk. Like,
at all?
But we never really talked on a regular basis.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like she in her world, I'm in my world. I want her to win. I think they still got another season coming up. They did a reunion and everything. Like
they're actually on, well, you guys, because it's still the same season, y'all are actually on VH1.
VH1,
right now.
I just found that out the other day. I'm like, I saw that last night.
Yeah, I saw the commercial for it last night.
Isn't that crazy?
I didn't even know that. Yeah,
shit. It worked out.
But that's good, though.
Thank you.
That's more viewership and a wider audience. I enjoyed the show. I was kind of surprised to see that they kind of had you guys as frenemies and that it was kind of separated. Like, I was expecting more of a unity. All together unity.
Yeah,
for sure. I felt like Lakia was kind of doing her own thing off to the side. I love you and Destin's relationship. You could tell y'all really genuinely friends. Like, you can see the real love that y'all have for each other and the support that y'all have for each other. And the same thing I feel like with Ari and Tay, but I just felt like I expected it to be a little more cohesiveness
but with
everybody.
They were trying to be cohesive, but
messy
everybody
at the
was
same time.
Now cohesive and messy, but like in the beginning, we all weren't on a friend basis to where we texting and talking to each other. So once it started becoming time to film, which was 6 months after we had that original meeting, everybody y'all kumbaya, like, hell yeah, we about to have this show. Let's
and
go.
Then 6 months go
we
by,
stopped talking.
Crickets.
Now it's time to film again. So everybody, it's all weird.
Off.
It's all weird. So it's like, damn, like, how the hell are we even supposed to sit at this table with the same energy when we haven't talked in months?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, we all follow each other on Instagram, but it's like, how we all supposed to come together, really?
And everybody in Atlanta.
Yeah, and right.
Y'all right here. We all, I live there too. We all right there.
Yeah, so that's it just happens. Like, it's just life. Yeah. Like, it's just life.
Mm-hmm. Are you planning your own show now?
No. I'm really just getting in my acting bag. I got another movie coming out this year. And I'm
what's
just
the movie?
It's called Only Child.
Mm-hmm.
It's a really, really good movie. And I had a bigger role than the last movie I did. So it's really, I feel like it's going
to
open a door to
I'll
a new career path.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so acting is something I really want to tap into. Reality TV, cool, and I'm not against it, but.
Have you always wanted to act? Or is it something that kind of like came after everything else with the fashion? And
I never really wanted to be an actor.
Mm-hmm.
It just kind of came about after TikTok. And I guess this lady who filmed that last movie, Bid for Love, I was in, she was like, she could do TikToks. I feel like she could act. I want her to be in my movie. And that's how
sometimes
I got that.
People see things in you. You don't see yourself at first.
She's a natural, though.
No audition, no nothing. And I did the movie. Did a good job. So it worked out for me. But acting wasn't something I was like, I want to be an actress. Mm-hmm. No.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, hey, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keep you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boost the sassy Girl Bomb grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
Now, Gigi, yes, I want to talk about your social media. So we saw you got another surgery done.
I did.
So, and I saw you responding to people. So today. So talk about it.
So
what you got?
Do you know, I freely talk about surgery anytime it comes up as a topic here on Lip Service or in any conversation. yeah, you know. But so recently I did Lipo 360. I did a Flex Sculpt procedure with Gold. Shout out to Gold's Plastic Surgery. No, I can talk about it freely now. It was a promo thing, right? Mm-hmm. So
clearly, I'm
required to post and to go live. So I'm freely sharing my whole process, you know, from even before I laid on the table, I, you know, did the surgery live on Instagram and everything. So in these posts, the comments, of course, people are going to have their things to say. Oh, you don't need that. Oh, it's a waste of money. Oh, love yourself. Oh, that. Right. So that's all fine. Right. Everybody is entitled to their own opinion. Opinions are like assholes. Sometimes they're shitty, you know, sometimes right. they stink. Mm-hmm. Right. But.
And sometimes you fix them.
And sometimes, you know, you get it right. So I made a post that kind of cleared up a lot of the misconceptions about surgery and procedures and so forth. People took it the wrong way. Like, oh, how you gonna say you don't care about people's opinion, but you write this long book and make multiple posts about it? It's not that. That wasn't the thing. I just want people to be informed, right? I want you to really have facts when you think you know what you're talking about. Right. Like, for instance, and I'm sure you've gotten this on social media, every time somebody see this shape, they automatically say BBL. No, every time you see this, that does not equate BBL. Right. Every woman did not have a BBL. Some women like me are actually too small for a BBL. Like Hello. Some women like me, I already had fake butt shots in this butt for Hello. About 10, 15 years now. And I, you know, ain't no doctor gonna put nothing in there. And guess what? I don't need no more, right? So just to give a little clarity again, I have been doing surgery since 2005. Right. I'm on my second pair of implants. I'm on my second round of lipo. I've had butt shots for a very long time. And thankfully, I had an okay experience. Right. I have very minor side effects from it now. But there are women who almost died from getting butt shots. There are women who had lots of complications. I know women that went to the same lady I went to that had to get theirs removed because their body rejected it. You know, everybody has a different
experience.
Also, everybody is a canvas, right? You cannot go to
a doctor and say, I want to look like this, if you're not giving that doctor that to work with to begin with. And that's another misconception that people have about surgery. Oh, you need to fix this, or oh, you need to fix that, or you botch this, you botch that. You should look like this, or you should look like that. And it's always the ones loud and wrong that don't know what they're talking about. Stop working on your body. You got breast implants, right? What did your doctor tell you when you have to get them redone? How long?
2 years, right?
Five to 10 years.
Yeah, 5 years.
5 to 10 years. Most breast implants have a 5 to 10 year shelf life. So after, I personally didn't like my first pair. So after 5 years, I got them done over. But I'm going on 13 years with this second set. And at 10 years, I got them checked. And you know what the surgeon told me? They are perfect. Yeah. I wouldn't touch them. If they start to give you a problem, revisit it. But as of now, you're good. Keep them, right? So it's not that, oh, I have body dysmorphia, or I don't love myself. Honestly, or not even just me in general, but women who get surgery, right? Because these are all the things that they shout at you. You don't love yourself, love the body God gave you, you know, work on your self-esteem, this, that, and the third. And that is not the case of getting surgery.
And like, then when you don't get shit done,
and then people be like, don't, you need to do this.
You need to do this.
Exactly. So it's like, damn if we do, damn if you don't. Right, damn we do, damn if we don't. I know I'm going a little bit of rant, and I'm going to end it with this. To each their own, right? We choose to do what we want to do to make us happy.
But do it as safe as you can. I would say that.
It's not always about a man. It's not always about society. It's about you. You choose to do your hair the way you want to do your hair. You choose to get your nails the way you want to get your nails. I choose to snatch my waist because I want to snatch my waist. Yes, I love my body, but I also love my stripper body from 2013. And guess what? It's 2023 and I got that thing right back.
You can do it.
Period. Oh, you could have just worked out and went to the, you could have just ate clean and went to the gym for 30 days and you ain't even need all that. I eat very clean, man.
Yeah, you do.
Mind your business.
Yeah.
Like, if I wanted to lay on the table and get it sucked out and be
and you feel good about
a month later,
and
I
you
feel
good.
Great.
Yeah, so
I am very pleased with my results.
It's going to come with misconceptions. That's why you got to just know what you're doing and be happy within.
And be
so
safe.
So that shit don't even bother you. You know, but sometimes it is like, okay, no, I'm going to shut y'all up. But like, I've noticed lately, they still going to think what they want to think. So
they
it's like,
do.
I don't even give it the energy no more. I really just step back and like, okay, y'all are fucking losers and I can't. Like, I'm not even about to stoop to y'all.
A lot of it come from people that could do it if they could. It would do it if they could.
People be so crazy on social media.
That shit is different.
I posted a picture on vacation. Like, you know, I went to St. Martin for the holidays and like, I don't even post a lot of stuff like that, right? But I had this beautiful villa and of course I want to post them to promote where I stayed. And, you know, I was just chilling and my friend took like a little video of me. And then I was like, oh, that's cute. I'm gonna post it. People was like, oh, so I hate when people post video of themselves on video. I'm like, obviously
someone. No, they're gonna find something wrong with anything.
Yeah. And then they were like, oh, we don't need to see this. Oh, we still doing this. And I'm like, you guys, I got a brand new show about to start. You know, on iHeart, the only black woman with a syndicated show on iHeart.
Congratulations.
I'm excited about that. It was just my birthday. It was New Year's.
And you
decided to go away.
Made you
like,
happy.
I don't even barely post nothing like that.
First of all, they're mad because they couldn't be there with you.
That's what I'm thinking.
If you are happy,
they were posting from their couch.
Think about it like this. If you're happy that, like, okay, if I like my outfit right now, I love my outfit. If I post it and I know I'm posting it on Instagram, I know they're about to be talking shit. They're going to find something to say. Yeah. But I like my outfit. That's all that matters.
Right.
So you posted that video you on vacation because you wanted to post it.
It was peaceful. It was beautiful. I was like, but this is amazing.
Social media is meant to tear you down. That's why you got to be strong-minded. It's not for everybody. For real, I was fine with it.
I was like, well, damn, you know, congrats to me.
Right.
I've come to realize that when people have negative things to say about you, especially when they don't know you, especially when you're someone, right? It's because they see something in themselves that they're upset with, so they want to project
it on
yourself, right? Like, I've really come to that. You're miserable with yourself. You don't like yourself, so now you're gonna tell me you don't like my hair, knowing damn well my hair is cute.
Right,
like, it is cute.
Like I said, they're fucking losers. Like, for real, that's like. Loser, you're a fucking loser. That's, when I'm reading my comments, I'm like, damn. And then I go on their page, they be so like, girl, you too cute to even be hating like this. What's wrong? You need healing.
The saying, if you don't have nothing nice to say, don't say nothing at all.
Yes.
That saying does not exist anymore.
I live by that. I'm old school because I live by that. I say that all the time. Just going to not even say nothing.
I don't even do that. Like, I never leave fucked up comments.
Me either.
I never do that.
Me either. Ever in life. I've never been that girl.
But you even have the people, like, I could go under a comment, like, I made a comment under the Shade Room. It was something that they posted, and I was like, oh, but, I mean, I think it's fine. Everybody should speak their mind. I got so many hate comments just for putting that. So like, you're just saying that for clout. I'm like, well, damn, bitch, I didn't say nothing. Okay, you know what? When they went on my page, left messages.
No, those people are insane.
Get your business. Why internet to do what you even in the comments for this show, Ange had to tell me, like, Laura,
I said, do not read.
I'm reading the comments about her, about to respond. Like, what are you talking about?
I stopped reading comments in 2016.
It'll make your life so much more peaceful.
I read them. I don't read comments. I read them.
You know what? The only time I read comments is if it's on my page and I know I'll be having like advertising and stuff like that. So I'll clean up my page, but on other pages, I can't control that. No, and I'm not going to go back and forth. And I'm not going to be mad about it because I'm like, why do I want to disturb what I have going on? Like, clearly.
Yeah, don't even let the energy in.
Yeah, I don't even I'm not reading.
But me, I'm sorry, y'all. Like, I read them. And I'd just be like, wow, loser one, loser two. Damn, you a loser two?
Loser party.
But I'm going to read. I don't know. It's just something in me. I'm not going to stop reading.
Your life would be way more peaceful, though. I'm telling you.
My life is peaceful.
It helps. Because sometimes, you know, you'd be so mad, you'd be starting to respond, and then you'd be like, let me not respond. I'm responding back in my MySpace, I mean, my Twitter page.
I'm going to see what y'all saying. On my page, I'm glad that now I find it first, because I have to go delete it before my son sees it.
Oh, yeah, you got to think about
because
that too.
My son Restrict was going back and forth with someone, and I had to tell him, like, yo, let it go. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not, they don't know you, they don't know me. They're going to, and this is going to, he was like, Restrict. Mom, like, this, like, you're better now. He's like, I'm ready to pull up on them. I done call. I'm like, boy, shut up.
Yeah.
Her you know. Crazy. Yeah. So that's why now, like, I make sure I just delete it or, you know, before he could see it. But sometimes it goes by, and by the time I look, he's responding and having a whole conversation with them. I'm like, William, just let it go.
Now, after them surgery posts and the people was coming at me, well, like, guess what I started doing? Restrict.
I don't even block better because they don't know.
Yeah, they don't know. Oh, yeah. Yeah. I feel like y'all stood there.
That's my best friend. You see it. You see it. That's it.
Listen, you block them, they're going to go create another page and come back.
You think you're talking to me and now you're talking to yourself. Restrict.
Don't get consumed in the negative side of things. Like, you know? Yeah,
I agree with that. And then I also saw in the impact, you said your DMs was lit. Okay. Right, yeah. So, and that's a good part of social media. So, have you ever responded to somebody in the DMs and been like receptive to, you know, maybe potentially going out?
The niggas that DM me, it's like, I don't want nothing to do with you.
Mm-hmm. Nobody good?
I mean, no, they be good.
Okay.
I don't want them, though. You know? Like, it's not nobody. I met a guy, but it was in person.
Okay.
Yeah, like, because are you going to screenshot me? Are you trying to set me up? Who sent you? That's what I be thinking when somebody DM me. It's like, who sent you? Mm-hmm. Like, hey, you about to screenshot me? I ain't trying to be on the blogs, bitch. No.
Right.
So, catch me in person.
Right. So, what made this guy who you met in person stand out to you at all? Like, what about him, because I'm sure guys approach you all the time, what about him was like a little bit special?
He was cute. He was like different. He was something different from like what I was used to. I wanted to tap into something else. And yeah, he was cute.
Is he in the entertainment business, or is he like a different type of successful man?
Yeah, he's not in it. Yeah. All right, come on now, y'all.
So speaking of something different.
Come on now. We ain't about to do that. No.
So I want to ask you about the backlash you was getting on social media for saying things like, what type of guy you are. Like, I need a thug nigga. Like, why do people care so much, for one?
Right. Yeah, but when Beyonce said it, it wasn't a problem. When your status ain't hood, I ain't checking for you.
Right.
What Jada said.
Everybody's singing.
Oh my God. But I did have to go back and like kind of, I did a interview recently with the Shade Room, and I basically was saying, I probably was just like, you know, just being fly on TikTok because not thinking it's going to hit the blogs, you know, just being funny myself, my true self. Mm-hmm. And what I really meant by that is I just want a protector, like somebody that's going to be on point just as much. Right. Yeah, ride for me just as, because like I'm on it. I'm licensed to carry. Period. I keep my gun with me. Same. Atlanta is the world is crazy, and I don't leave nowhere without it. Mm-hmm. How would it look if I got my gun
and you don't?
The guy in the passenger or the driver's seat, I'm shooting for us. No.
I'm shooting for us. But I will say, if you from New York, it's different, right? So if you dated a guy from New York where you can't really have a gun like that.
Okay, so that's different.
So it is a, it's
way different.
I'm not used to people.
Everybody got guns in Atlanta.
Yeah, okay, so that's why I went back instead of protector. Yeah. You get what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, I need somebody to be like, all right, it's time to leave this restaurant. Like,
right. But you know what,
so,
you want?
So I think, right there, and he ain't right.
We
right.
all want somebody that has some type of like street smart.
Period. Yeah.
And that's really
and
what
that's
it is.
All I was saying, like, right. I need somebody on point just as much as I am, because I'd be on point.
Like, you don't want nobody instigating a situation, but you want to know if something happens, I'm gonna be okay.
You be all right.
Yeah, you want a level-headed person who knows there's a time and a place to know how to prevent and know how to walk away.
Nobody gonna fuck with you,
right? Somebody I feel comfortable with, you know, like I could turn up, get drunk, because I know on our way home, you're going to be making sure there's nobody following us.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, somebody that's aware.
Aware, yeah.
It's just crazy how our lives get put so much, and not mine as much as yours, clearly, but our lives get put so much under a microscope. Like, once you reach a certain level of popularity, it's like you can't even sneeze the wrong way without people having something to say.
But it's a gift and a curse, because I think, like, for Jada, you came up off of social media.
Right.
That's so why part of the reason why you're in the position that you're in is the support that you've gotten.
Yes.
So then it's kind of like you could complain about it, but at the same time,
oh, I don't complain.
Yeah, no, yeah, not that you do, but I'm saying a person could complain, but at the same time, it's like, well, it is, you know,
what is what pays me,
right? It's like what you choose to do with that platform, what you choose to do, and you know what your plan is.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, hey, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keep you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boost the sassy Girl Bomb grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position: warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer. Yeah, Snag a Job's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text SNAG to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
You made another comment that went real crazy about,
she's like, God damn,
what, like, about what now? Sleeping with somebody, you know, you sleep with your man that you slept with him on the first night.
Let's talk about
we was talking
sex
about that as well.
Let's
sex
spicy.
On the first day. I waited and I'm mad that I wait. Like,
yeah. Laura just had an experience.
Yeah, it was
share,
like,
share,
you know,
friends.
I don't care about you sleep with a person or for, I believe that it is what it is. If I'm feeling you and you feeling me and the vibe is right and you know, like things happen. It happens, mm-hmm. you know. But then I started saying, okay, I need to try something. Not that it always that happened, but it has happened. But I've been trying to go into, you know what? Let me give it 3 weeks, a month and a half. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? And I went through the whole 3 weeks of being courted, going out on dinners, going on, you know, to me, dating.
Yeah, that's it.
You understand what I'm saying? Slept with him. Sex was amazing. You know, we 4 months of all of that. And the whole time to him, that wasn't dating.
So that's
the second part we need to know. What is the definition of dating? But as far as like having sex off the rip, you got a lot of backlash for it. I don't see nothing wrong with it either. Mm-hmm. Right? What do you guys think?
I mean, Gigi will tell you she had sex and ended up with 11 years.
They were together for 11 years, yes. honey. Yeah. So that never determines like anything. And I've also made a man wait because I felt like that's what I needed to do and it was not worth my time.
You
I
could have
been
got
that over with.
What's
like,
gonna happen?
Yeah, it's right. Either you wanna fuck on the third date. Yeah. Right. Not, it's not much to it.
Listen, it might work out, it might not work out, mm-hmm. but like I just go off of energy. Like I'm really big on energy. So like my baby's father, or my child's father, he first night and it's been 6 years. Yeah. You know what
tell me what the vibe was like for y'all, like the whole process. We want to know.
This is crazy. Are you sure you
want to know? Yes, we want to know.
I would love to know. So one night, I've just moved to Atlanta. I had a cute condo. So I was like, I've never had a guy over. I can't wait. So he was like, what you doing tonight? And I was like,
and how did y'all meet before that?
We never met before. That mm-hmm. my first time meeting him, like I just heard of him. When I moved to Atlanta, everybody was like, you need to talk to Lil Baby. You need to talk to Lil Baby. Even my sister. And I'm like, who is this person that y'all keep asking me about? And we had followed each other on Instagram and I posted his mixtape. He had DM'd me prior, like when he was still in prison. And I just never paid it no attention. But when I moved to Atlanta, I just kept hearing about Lil Baby. So I'm like, let me follow him. So we started following each other and we eventually linked up mm-hmm. and one night I was home and he was like, what you doing? He was like, I'm gonna come over. And I was like, okay, cool. Like you could pull up. I couldn't wait because my condo was lit. Yeah. But I was like, you know what? I'm not gonna say I want him over. I was just like, you could pull up on me. I'm gonna come outside and talk to you. Like we're gonna chop it up. So he pulls up. I'm outside talking to him maybe for like an hour. And he like, I gotta use the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, I'm still trying to play hard again. I'm like, it's one in the lobby. Like, concierge Whoop. Will let you know. Mm-hmm. I was like, you know what? You could just come upstairs.
Because mm-hmm. y'all both wanted him to come
right.
upstairs.
Okay? So he came upstairs and we sat and talked for like maybe like 4 hours. And then it just happened. Mm-hmm. Like,
and eventually he was like, all right, I'm going in for the kiss.
Yeah, mm-hmm. It just happened. So. It was like, I literally went off energy. I didn't have no intentions. Like, I'm about to fuck him. Like, hell nah.
Right.
Me talking to him and really getting to know him more, I'm like, okay, let's go. Like, started getting hot.
Talking to somebody for 5 hours is like 5 dates.
I was right. about to say the same thing.
Yeah,
that was
a
good three dates.
It probably was longer than that, but yeah. It was like hours. It was like sunrise.
And if y'all was smoking too, like, you know, when you smoke, you get comfortable with that vibe and drinks.
No, we weren't. Well, he was smoking, but I wasn't even smoking. I don't smoke.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
But it was just like good energy and yeah.
And was the first time, was it like amazing? Because, you know, sometimes it's a little awkward when y'all don't know each other, like what the other person likes.
So the first time it was kind of crazy because I really wasn't on that. So I didn't have no intent. I really didn't even get to grasp.
You're like, I didn't even whack.
I'm doing it. Yeah, like I really didn't get even to get into the full. Caught me off guard. Let's fight that. Okay, but like.
But when you say ready, you ain't got to get ready.
Mm-hmm. So I was like, okay, it was, okay, I got to see again. Because I don't really know. I was so in the moment, like, just, what am I doing?
I got to test this one more time.
What am I doing?
Right. It wasn't planned. It was God's plan.
But I would say the reason why I said that in that comment, because that was somebody I met and, you know, did it mm-hmm. with the first night. So it was like, okay, shit, it worked out for me. So I probably shouldn't even said that because I don't just fuck a whole bunch of guys on the first night.
I
count on my hands how many guys I've slept with in my whole life. You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying?
So I don't even think that matters, right. though.
It like, doesn't matter. But
yeah, it doesn't even matter. Like,
it's good that you say that because there's this stereotype that, like, as far as, like you said, you a woman, oh, I fucked him on the first night. But if a man do that, like, they're not looked as You know, like, yeah, but this and that. Talking about
so that's I just feel like if you want to fuck and you're going to fuck the first, just do fuck.
It. Don't we grow up. You have to wait 3 months and shit be terrible.
Oh yeah. My God.
3 months of my life. It's like I can't get back.
Be safe while you're doing it.
But I said, imagine you waited that long and the dick ain't no good or it's small.
But yes, just fuck. If you want to fuck, fuck. It's no rules.
Y'all ran it back.
Yeah, and then the next day came with a damn spin a night bag.
He like, oh, knew what he was doing.
Yeah, it was crazy.
Bag.
Like came with
he was like the Wi-Fi jumping in his bag. Just crazy.
Like, yeah, I'm like,
we got Netflix.
And it's crazy. No, it's crazy.
You know, your condo was cooking too. And shit.
Condo was late.
Yeah, because you know, I'm gonna be honest. A lot of guys, from what I've experienced. Don't be really used to girls having they shit together like that.
Yeah. Listen.
You know what I mean? It's a special thing.
For sure. Yeah. I, over the years, learned there are certain women who just really don't have their shit together. And it's like some of the things that most women, men don't experience on most women, I'd be like, ain't you supposed? Like, doesn't that come second nature? And no, I've learned from talking to men and from men, you know, telling me like, damn, I just haven't had these type of experiences with women. Right. And I'm just like, well, who are you dating? What type of females are you dealing with that you're not getting this, what I think is the bare necessities or just like, you know, common regular things. So, yeah.
I would say it come with like maturity and just going through life and learning.
Yeah, I think it's also shows how you was raised as well.
How you was raised matters.
Because I know grown women that can't do laundry.
What? No, that's not okay.
Yeah, to do laundry.
I don't want nobody on the bus.
Now, when it comes to like chores and stuff, I was taught that, but like as I'm getting older, I'm realizing like I'm learning like it's okay to run a bath for a guy. Like it's okay to be submissive.
Yeah.
Before okay I was so like hard up. So after just having different experiences with different people, it's like okay, like you do have to be domestic when you're dealing with the guy. Mm-hmm. And at first, you know, I could honestly say like it was kind of giving like little girl. You know, like, because I didn't know. I'm going to make sure the house clean. I'm going to take care of the house. I'm going to, you know, but I'm not knowing that, okay, when it's time to eat, I should fix your plate.
Yeah,
like, I'm just learning that over the past 3 years. And I can sit here with confidence and say, like, I didn't know that this whole time. And I was living with a guy for years and was still, like, not there mentally yet, you know? So it just comes with maturity. It's definitely growth.
And I think if a guy can make you feel like comfortable and secure, like you
said, come naturally.
You want to do those things.
And I'm learning that.
And it doesn't have to be like, these are traditional roles and you're being forced to do something. You do it because you like, I want to take care of you. Just like
right here.
He want to take care of you too.
Yeah. I'm learning that though.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's cute.
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, I'm like tapping into my affectionate side, being more affectionate and stuff like that.
Because
before, I'm really not an affectionate person.
Neither was I at all.
Say that.
You know I'm not.
What I've learned about.
What's your sign?
Capricorn.
You give Capricorn.
Yeah.
You have a friend that's a Capricorn.
What I've learned about being affectionate is that sometimes if you just aren't genuinely an affectionate person, it'll get pulled out of you from the energy that you're receiving from your mate.
And you're a Libra, right?
I'm a Libra.
Okay.
Oh, y'all sensitive. My baby a Libra.
My mom, my brother, and my best friend are all Libras.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Real sensitive.
Yeah. So sensitive. That little baby, like, she y'all the same age, but she'd be like, that little lip get the poke, and I'm like, girl, still to this day, girl, put that lip in, you will be all right.
It's funny, we just talked about signs.
And creative.
I was talking about this before you got here. So they did this whole thing, the zodiac sign most likely to live a secret life, according to astrologers, right?
Mm-hmm.
So number 7 on the list, and these are people who they could plot a murder, and you would never know. Number 7 was Virgos.
That's extreme.
Number 6 was Aquarius. Number 5 is Leos. Number 4 is Gemini. Number 3 is Scorpios, who are known for being mysterious. Mm-hmm. Yes. Number 2 was Cancer, and number 1 was Capricorn.
You?
Yeah.
You.
Yeah. It says Capricorns are known to be quiet and tight-lipped, but they also have a much darker side when it comes to their secrets and can be quite malicious in nature. Due to their high drive for success combined with an obsessive and strategic authoritative nature, a Capricorn could easily be a secret murderer. But we're also very fiercely loyal. So Capricorns are masters at hiding their true feelings and would secretly kill in the name of love, loyalty, and protecting family.
Girl. That's a lot.
You took the words right out of my mouth.
I can see
that's
that
a lot.
Yeah.
For your best friend.
Yeah.
I feel those traits in you, but I don't see you as a murderer.
A murderer.
A murderer is crazy, though.
Well, you would never know.
I'm just saying. Yeah, that's the thing.
Right.
But you wouldn't know.
I don't see you as manipulative either. I think you're always pretty much straightforward and level-headed and like...
Yeah.
you know, honest and, you know, that whole thing. Like, I don't really.
Yeah, I'm very practical.
Yeah.
But I could be, like, really emotionless about things.
Yeah, but well, yeah, that too.
But a lot of times, like, your sign still, like, that's what your sign, that's what the characteristics is of your sign. But, like, I'm a Pisces, and there's a lot of things that I've learned growing up over, like, okay, when I read it, I'm like, oh, my God, that's how I was. But now I know how to. I know that I'm like that, so I work on those things and I make sure. So when I'm start feeling, I'm like, yep, here I go.
Yep.
Loving others more than I love myself. Let me work on that. Here I go. Wearing my heart on my sleeve. Let me stop. Here
I go. You're sensitive too.
Yeah, extremely sensitive. Really? So I'm in therapy dealing with my emotions and my sensitivity. Yes, so those are the things, like going to therapy, that was part of it. Because like every time I read Pisces and I read those things, I'm like, oh my God, that's me. You know, there's a lot of great things about us, but there's a lot of things that will cause a lot of hurt and a lot of insecurity and a lot of things within myself. So when I'm, you know, dealing with my therapist, I deal with these things because I don't want to be like that. But those signs, that's you just got to work on those things that you don't like about
them. I don't know about signs. I just feel like everybody is who they are. Like,
well, do you think you have any Libra characteristics that are supposed to be common for you?
Yeah,
and I mean,
I have some, but I just feel like that just come from my childhood, like trauma and just bad energy that I had from different situations. And, you know, I don't really, I'm not going to say I don't believe in signs because I always ask everybody I meet, like, what's your sign? But it's like there's a reaction to every action in life, whether it happened when we were 7 years old or 70. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So. Yeah. We just experience in life at different rates and you just got to deal with it and face the problems.
What are some things, like you talk about childhood trauma, like how do you see that play out now?
Like me not being affectionate, for instance, like my mom wasn't really the type to just hug me and tell me she loved me. So now when we get off the phone, we always say we love each other, but it's still like, I love you too. You know what I'm saying?
Weird.
But only because coming up, like she didn't just always like give me hugs and stuff. My mama was my best friend, but as far as like affection, she didn't give that to me. So now I'm like, just, you know, even talking with guys, I'm like, dang, you're right. I am like standoffish. I don't cuddle you, but that's just because I wasn't taught that, you know. But with my son, I make sure like I cuddle my son. Mm-hmm. I kiss him every morning. I tell him I love him so many times throughout the day. We're super affectionate with each other. And I don't want him to grow up and not be affectionate because I grew up not being affectionate. So I just like, you got to really go back, sit with yourself and analyze all those things coming up.
Break
like,
that generation.
Break that shit down and really break that curse because every reaction we're receiving right now came from something that happened a long time ago or shit, a couple of days, minutes ago.
What about your dad?
My dad, not affectionate. I didn't have a relationship with my dad.
Mm-hmm.
I still don't have a relationship with him. So...
Have like, do you, but you know him.
Yeah. Oh yeah, I know my dad. And then my mom, she actually got married, and her boyfriend adopted me and my sister.
Yeah, and gave I saw that you said your stepfather really helped you with your sense of like wanting to have
a business,
your own, and
so
be
that
a business
was my
owner.
That who is who I call my dad and consider dad because I was 3 years old, and that's who like really took me under my wing, told me about boys, got me like.
What did he tell you about boys?
I mean, you know, like he would always tell me, "Don't be no Honda."
You know what?
And that basically means like everybody can have a Honda. Like it's, that was my first car. When I went and got my Honda, he was like, "See,
that was my
first car. You were able to afford. Don't be no Honda." He will always tell
me, "But it's reliable."
Please, a Honda is a great car. But when literally I came home with my first car after selling, I sold out my hair, and I came home. He was like, "See, don't be that." He was like, "That's your problem." I'm like, "Bro, you my first car. Be happy for me." Like, what?
He was just reminding me.
But that's what you got. Like, that's the first car you got. Like, don't be that. So he will always tell me that, and like he just really gave me that hustle. He went to China for me, helped me find a vendor for my hair. Like,
that's awesome.
So that's my dad.
That's
the person who, you know, had gave me that manhood.
Did your biological father ever try to reach out to you now, seeing you being successful?
Yeah.
Are you just not open to it?
He reached out recently, and I mean, I told him I love him, you know, but I just feel like you don't know me no more. I don't even know you, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, I could love you from a distance, but as far as, like, having a relationship, I don't want to mend a relationship because I'm just not there. I feel like I'm past that.
Do you feel like that comes from your success? Do you feel like don't come want to be around me now when you didn't want to have nothing to do with me?
Yeah, because I feel like...
Then?
I'm 25. Like, why are you just not reaching out? Damn, like, I would respect if you reached out when I was 5. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like
15.
Yeah, shit, 13. You know what I'm saying? It don't matter. But reaching out now, it's like, I'm grown as hell. Like, come on. what, but.
And I think probably also that you had somebody else there as a father figure helped. Cause like I just reconnected with my father. I hadn't seen him since I was 11. And I'm not gonna lie, I needed it. Mm-hmm. Like I definitely needed that. My kids met him for the first time. My oldest is 21. My youngest is 11. And what that did for them and what that did for me is amazing. But then again, I didn't have anybody else to be a father figure. So like in my case, I'm super thrilled and happy because for the first time, I felt the father love, whether it was for 5 minutes, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you still got that feeling.
Thank you, Angela. You know what I'm saying? Like it was something that I needed going into the new year.
Yeah.
She went to Dominican Republic to go see. That was my Christmas gift to her and her kids.
That's beautiful.
And like what it did for him, and even not just for me, what it did for him made me feel good because I don't know what the reasonings behind him not being in my life were. You know, I don't know what happened with my mom. Like, I don't know. And I'm learning so much that it's like, you know, I'm glad that I kept a open mind, you know, because I could have been, because it's like, where, you know, sometimes an open heart too.
Right. You kept an open heart.
Because it was kind of like, damn, where are you? Like, I don't know nothing about men right now, you know, and I have brothers, but at one point they weren't shit. So it was like that. But you thank God and you was blessed to have someone there to show you.
No, all you that know. Is necessary.
Yeah.
Because then I will really sit down when I'm sitting with myself really trying to figure out life. Yeah. It's like, is that why I accepted so much from a man?
Right.
You know, because I just wanted a man, you know, because I didn't have that growing up for real. Or I saw my mom, you know, going in and out of relationships or dealing with different guys. So everything comes from somewhere. Yeah. So it's glad that you tapped back into that to know, like, I needed this. Yeah. You know?
Do you know why your father was just not there? Did he?
In and out of jail. And then I guess my mom just eventually got tired of his shit. Right. And then she met my stepdad, which is
moved on.
Who I consider my dad.
Your parents were young when they had you?
Mm-hmm. She was young.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, me and my three sisters.
Three sisters.
Right. I didn't know it was four, y'all. I thought it was three.
It's five of us. Oh, my mama got twin boys, and then I got two older sisters.
Oh, okay. That's nice to have a whole, like.
Mm-hmm. Yes, a whole clan.
Yeah. And y'all all seem to be pretty close and well connected.
Yeah, we're close. I try hard. Me and my sister, we sometimes be seeing eye to eye, but like at the end of the day, that is my sister, and family is everything. Mm-hmm. And you just got to learn how to love people from a distance. Like, as I'm getting older, I'm learning like that is what everything is about. Even my biological father, like, I'm going to still tell you I love you, but from a distance.
From over there.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, ain't no bad blood.
Well, I thank you so much for coming out here and being so open and honest, you know, with us. I've been watching a lot of your conversations and moves that you're making. So this was our first time having to sit down with Jada.
Yes. Jada, wait. I'm coming back. I love this.
Yeah. No, listen, you have to. And I can't wait because I feel like some big things are about to happen that you're going to have to come back for. Yeah.
Speaking of big things.
Uh-oh.
I got a little interruption for Big Yee.
Oh, that's for me?
Big birthday.
I was like, wait, what's happening?
Yeah, I was like, wait, that's in September.
That's not my birthday.
I was like, it's your birthday.
Wait. No. Oh, y'all got me a little birthday cake or whatever. All right.
Oh, that's so cute.
Well, thank you. What kind of cake is that?
It
looks fancy.
Chocolate and hazelnut mousse with pistachio crackers.
Did you make that?
Some.
Cut it.
Cut it.
Yeah. Thank you, guys.
Oh, happy birthday, Yee.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Angela. Happy birthday to you.
Oh, let me make my wish.
Make your wish. Yes, ma'am.
Okay. I try to be really specific
happy
about my
birthday
wishes.
Happy birthday to you.
Yeah. Happy birthday.
Care for what you wish for.
No, for real.
Yeah.
Happy birthday. All details.
Yeah. Happy birthday. New year, new show, new chapters, new everything.
Yes, way up with Angela Yee. I feel like we got the way thing in common. Yeah. You know, maybe we'll do something.
Yes, I'm excited for this. That's going to be good. 2023 is the year.
Well,
yes,
thank it you is. Guys so much. I appreciate it. And Jada, you were the first person to come on in the new year. So we appreciate you too.
Oh, this is way fun. To kick it off.
Right
person. Yes.
Well, it is lip service. Is there anything you want to make sure that you get out there that we didn't talk about?
Oh, no.
We got everything.
Any upcoming projects?
Anything new that we need to look out for?
Everything.
Yo. She like, y'all, let me go now.
I'm trying to do too much. I ain't trying to go down.
Listen, to a new man, a new love.
No. See, there you go.
Okay.
We see in a different field. We gonna find out soon though, because you know she
We not gonna find out.
She can't make no move. Right. Somebody gonna see y'all.
She's been very strategic lately. Yeah, okay, yeah, I'm good on that.
Lip service.
Bye.
Yes, ma'am.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without the essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG Solar Stream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. I mean, it provides great protection and it's really breathable so you don't get hot. That's a win-win. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear.
Want to increase your salary? Discover your earning potential with CareerBuilder. CareerBuilder.com knows you have superpowers that make you good at your job. They're called skills. And CareerBuilder.com has tools specially designed to help you move up, like CareerBuilder CoLab. Check out resume examples. Learn what recruiters are looking for. Search salaries. And view different career paths based on your skills. You'll be amazed to know how many ways you can use the skills you already have to build your future. Visit CareerBuilder.com.